only guy not crossing any lines. He's a caring individual, and most of the time, most of the time, quite a lot of the time. Oh, hell yeah. It's just that, what? It's just, sometimes we drink a little beer, sometimes we make a little mess, sometimes we get a little egg, oh yeah, sometimes we kiss a little egg. Yeah, well, yeah, you know, sometimes we kiss a lot of dogs. It's just that, sometimes we drink a little beer, sometimes we make a little mess, sometimes we get a little angry, sometimes we kiss a little egg. Yeah, yeah, well, you know, sometimes it kicks a lot of ass.
A lot of ass. It's amazing how, like, I guess it was like those years where they were like super big, where the wrestling was just huge, 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 and they kept putting out all these CDs that were selling well for them, and so they had this incentive to keep changing everyone's music up, so that they could then sell the songs or whatever. Like, the number of, like, already most wrestling music is fucking total dog shit outside of the context of watching a guy walk somewhere. To then, like, double, triple, quadruple down on it by remixing these songs and getting real artists to come in and record versions of the songs, or, you know, getting the wrestlers themselves to record songs, and, like, all the stuff they did over the years is fucking madness. I was not watching much wrestling through that time period. So some of that stuff comes on, it's just like, oh, is this the Stone Cold Steve Austin music, but kind of done up to add a bunch of bad vocals to it? Okay, well, all right, that's...
Senorita calling, she took me out to dinner. He had risen to the ranks of Egypt so that he was the prime minister of Egypt next to the pharaoh. Let me tell you guys a story.
Panorama City, California, 91412.
Oh, yeah, I think that things should be censored. I don't think they should be unnecessarily bring. Well, I mean, you know, I think the law should do something about people coming in town and just saying whatever they please, especially to young people.
Let's get some thoughts from John here in Lakewood. Hi, John.
How you doing tonight?
All right.
Yeah, first of all, censorship and reality has pretty much been beaten to death. Well, to that crew, you know, they've got so many other things to worry about besides, you know, the heyday of or the negative press they've been getting. They've got helium to worry about now, which is something, you know, that's just opened up a whole new ballpark for them.
Helium.
Right. And now they've got, you know, mallets on stage. You know, where are they going to stop? That's what my question is.
Yeah, I guess the next thing will be sacrificing human beings on stage. Well, then, you see, they'd be breaking the law. Then that would be killing.
Yeah, but I mean, at this point, they've already begun to use helium. I just don't see the validity in that. Do you have any insight on that?
No, using helium in what way?
On stage.
Well, I mean, how would they use helium?
They
suck it in and they talk?
Right.
No.
And then they actually mount lambs. They saddle lambs on stage. And I don't see this as entertainment of any form. I may be wrong, but I think
well,
the cooler you are, the more willing you are to accept it.
Yeah, well, I guess it's in the eyes of the beholder, I suppose, as to what is art and what is entertainment. So, you know, if you don't like that kind of act, you don't have to go see it, I guess.
But the lamb thing is what really strikes me as being kind of odd. I mean,
well, if they're hurting the lamb, then perhaps animal cruelty charges can be filed.
Well, see, that's the thing. They're giving the helium to the lambs. That's where it kind of like...
And you're talking about True Life Crew?
Right. In fact, I think it's part of this leg of the tour that's going to be through Denver.
Well, then perhaps that'll be slapped with a charge of cruelty to animals if they can prove that helium is, you know, if giving helium to a lamb is harmful.
Yeah, and then they begin to use the mallets on the lamb.
Yeah.
I don't understand that one bit.
Yeah.
But at the very end...
Well, then that is cruelty, and I would disagree with that, but... I'm saying the performance of the music itself, there's no reason why we should censor it.
Sure, absolutely. But one thing, how do you feel about the end of the show where they strike a gong with a lamb?
No, I have never seen that.
That is part of the live show, and I don't think that's a viable thing for any artist to do at this point.
Man, I didn't know that. You've enlightened me here, John.
Out of the streets, it's hip hop. Just get into it. It's the latest thing.
Michael Mann, Randy Savage, bought the bullet keeper. Everybody knows they're dropping right on time. And I'm hit in the head when the beat is a rhyme. I got your head bobbing hard with your hands in the air. All the ladies in the front take your derriere. They stop and stare at the display. display my greatness. All my enemies and foes, they'll be sure to hate this. I'm coming at your fools at a whole different level. Bear and you hate us, so go get the shovel. When they ask who's the big wolf, you know who's the baddest. Put your hands up, come on, feel the madness.
Feel the madness. Everybody in the show, feel the madness.
What I brought to the game can't be repeated. I came with a style that's revolutionary. Ice grill, no smile, dude, it's kinda scary. Critics and the haters are all so pathetic. I'll pound you to the ground and be unapologetic. But back to the subject at hand, keep moving. People of Macho Man, it's been proven. Appreciate all the fans of Randy Savage. So let me see your hands, come on, feel the
madness. Feel the madness. Everybody in the show, feel the madness.
Okay, we wrote this for a purpose to motivate you at this time. With this hypnotizing baseline, please feel free to lose your mind. And get high, get money, get sex, get real, all intertwined. Oh yeah, this is stadium music, 50,000 at a time. Let's get right, let's get right.
Good morning.
Let's get right, let's get
right.
It's the bomb, baby.
Alright, when we go up in this goddamn house, all I want is the motherfucking kids. As far as pops, I don't give a fuck what you do. Bust him in his motherfucking head. If he got any money, take it. There's money in there, rob the motherfucking joint. As far as mom, bust her in her goddamn head. Dumb bitch, that's the reason we're going up in here. She don't know what the fuck she talking about. Man, we would get flat bitches to rap jack. I'm taking your kid's brains, you ain't getting them back. Cause I'm moving perfection, my dissection. Some call it lethal injection. I'm gonna fill him with hard drunk, big guns. Bitches, hoes to death, come on and get some. I'm not the nigga that you wanna leave your kid alone with. Cause I got my own opening dome kit. And once I get them up under my fucking spell, they might start giving you fucking hell. Start changing the way they walk, they talk, they act. Now who the fucking fault was that, my home invasion?
Yo, mom, did you basically just suck my dick? I'm not trying
this
to
is
hear.
Home invasion. Yo, pop, that shit you talking is noise. Word, you full of shit.
Check this out, moms, I set time bombs. And it's in your house and remain calm. Till you feed them lies and they flip. Start talking crazy shit. Might call you and pops a fool. Take it out where they hate school. Then they'll start manifesting, asking questions. They'll give you brain indigestion.
Why?
Because I have indoctrinated the youth. They're mentally intoxicated with truth. So they know the noise you talk are lies. Pretty damn soon they'll be by.
I'm out of here.
They listen to me and I give them the real. And every night a cap gets peeled. And every night a hoe gets smacked. A fool gets jacked. Now who's fucking fault with that? The home invasion.
Yo, yo, yo. All that shit you talking, mom, you ain't full of
this
shit.
This is home invasion.
You know what I'm saying? How the fuck you gonna tell me how to run my motherfucking life? Bitch, you don't even know who the fuck you are. You talk about you don't like rap. You don't like how I dress. Yo, fuck you and pop. I'm out of here. Both of y'all can kiss my ass.
All cops want me. So does the FBI. Because my rhymes are fly. They're still trying to stop me, shut me down, block me, make motherfuckers boycott me. But that'll never happen, it's impossible. I move straight through all obstacles. They say I'm fucking up the minds of little kids. But half my fans are in college. PMRC, suck my dick, please. You can kiss my ass while you're on your knees. Work, you listen to the verbal assassinator. He hits a crossfader, hiding your factual data. Until your cranium grows like uranium. Hard ass titanium, parents are blaming them. For teaching you lies about life, racist viewpoints, and other trite bullshit they learned back in they day. While I yell about death from an AK, but they'll never quite understand. Bam, 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 no gat, it's a walkman. Boom, bash, yeah, yo, it's going down. B and Ice Cube in town. Motherfucking pigs cancel the concert. They're just scared of some niggas that do work. What did they do? What did I do? Just say truth, motherfucker, and it's coming through. I'll tell you what we did. We stole your fucking kids, the home invasion. This is home invasion. Home invasion. Home invasion. Alright, we got the motherfucking kids. We out of here. Come on.
say hello to the bad guy. They say I'm a bad guy.
Hey, what up, man? It's me.
Oh. What do we got?
It's funny. So the whole thing is that now that, like, he's married, he doesn't have to worry about it.
$500 signature line. We also have In Man We Trust on Instagram saying, I listen every morning, Miss Renata. Here we go again, Miss Renata. Less of that crappy music and more of your beautiful voice. Well, I'll take that. Thank you guys for checking in. And go to my Instagram and tell me what you think of his shoe. I'm not a sneakerhead, but I think they look pretty good. But I ain't paying that much
money
for them.
No.
It's always a pleasure, hey.
Not good.
Ooh, ooh, my belly.
Bad shoe.
Ooh, my belly. You send me pussy extraordinary. Me rocking tough like a ama. I bad bad on my grandma. Me nominated pussy president like Obama. Me now go retreat because I did before the summer. I'm in now full step, learn a comma. Come here tight, virgin like Madonna. That's why I'm giving me Anna. My pussy grip the bunny while I'm turning like a spanner. My sister summer when him took me.
Let it go. I'll be on Alt Nation this evening at 6 p.m. East, 3 Pacific. Just be safe. Don't drive and tweet or text or Facebook Live. Don't be an asshole. And have a great weekend. I'm Madison. It's Lithium. Bye.
You say so.
Oh, Following his exit from the Velvet Underground, and you're listening to the Aquarium Drunkard Show here on Sirius XMU. My name is Justin, your host here in Los Angeles. I've got you for the next 2 hours, and we have a real treat for the second hour of today's show. None other than John Cale will be sitting in with me, guest DJing, playing some of his favorite contemporary music, as well as discussing the recent reissue of Music for a New Society, as well as his 16th album, M-Fans, was released earlier this year, which is a reimagination, reinterpretation of Music for a New Society. So we'll hear all about that and more, but here and now, during the first hour, I'm going to play music that Cale was involved with, either performance-wise or helming the production, in some cases both. We're going to kick off right now with 3 tracks from the Modern Lovers' debut Cale-produced LP.
Sunshine, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we'll see temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Nice weather pattern. You get to the east, Cloverdale, Indiana, maybe one or two squirts for the dirt Friday and Saturday, but clearly jumping
out. Did that guy just say there was one or two squirts for the dirt?
Western, central, and northern parts of the Corn Belt are going to be free from the rain this weekend.
That is the filthiest thing I have ever heard.
Some of the spring wheat going in good shape as well. Across the prairies of Canada, a few snow showers in the high mountains of B.C., otherwise showers and thunder showers there spilling into western Alberta, and another soggy day. Look at this pattern. It just jumps into Ontario and starts raining. Very soggy there right now. Pacific Northwest, some showers and thunderstorms as a little wave finally approaches the coastline. You can see it coming in. It's going to bring cooler weather to the western United States over the next few days. And producing some showers and thundershowers today. Some of those might bump pretty good. Might produce some pea-sized hail. Will likely produce some localized toad-strangling, gully-washing rainfall near the thunderstorms. California itself, I think, high thin clouds about all you get today. Maybe one or two showers in the northern parts of the state. I don't think it'll be much, and generally a good ag day there as well. A California ag update for you. Most foothills, rangeland, and dryland pastures are now rated good to excellent, a far cry from where they were last year at this time. And most supplemental livestock feeding as a result is being pulled back. That's good news for ranchers and farmers there. Sheep now grazing on retired pastures and the dormant alfalfa, they say. In California, they're gearing up big time this spring. A past 6 hours.
Hell yeah, we are. We're gearing up big time.
Illinois, Missouri,
California
Arkansas,
style, motherfucker.
The grip of the rain. Low pressure still migrating and twisting and turning over Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, this area. It's a strong, powerful low, so the counterclockwise flow is pulling moisture up from the eastern Gulf of Mexico and grabbing heat and moisture from the Gulf flow, which rolls along the east coast, very warm and moist. And it's producing just torrential rains, eastern parts of our North Carolina and the Virginia coastlines. And they've been steady, heavy rains today. So that's no doubt disrupting those east coast ag activities. Oh, so happy to report some showers and thunder showers over central and southern Florida in the last 24 hours. The central Florida area is now under an extreme drought rating, and that's the first time in a long time. It is the worst drought in the country right now. Let's jump over to Texas where I can show you high and dry, and from Texas all the way to North Dakota, nothing but blue sky and sunshine. We're going to dry Kansas out and Nebraska out from last weekend's snow and rain. A Texas ag update, mostly high plains, most high plains Blackland's cotton planting has been delayed by muddy fields. This sunshine this weekend will help a lot. Blackland's cotton being replanted due to rainfall earlier. A quick go as we go through the match for the next several days. You can see it's all in the northeast until about Monday and Tuesday. A little cold front drops out of the Great Lakes. You can see the rain that results. It digs deeper on Thursday, and by Friday it's a rainer in the southeast.
It's a rainer.
We will cool off the northwest and keep the northeast rather cool. The nation's midsection very hot through the weekend. By the time we get into next Monday and Tuesday, we're starting to rewarm the Pacific Northwest, so that'll be good news. But boy, we stay cool across the Great Lakes. Might be some overnight freezing temperatures in that part of the country this weekend. I'm going to stop right there. We'll turn the page. He'll be back with his commodities update for you.
Man, that guy.
To the night at 6 p.m. Eastern, Nicole Zulowicz and Rick Bucher host Left Coast Live. Then at 9, we go to Los Angeles for The Wrap with Patrick Maher. And at midnight, Scott Wetzel is taking your calls about all the night's action on NICAP. Your place to react to what's happening in sports is Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, and on the SiriusXM app.
And now, a Sport Clips well-played moment.
Gentlemen, the mind of the human male is a peculiar thing. Every day we walk through a car wash of external stimuli, from the eyeballs to exotic hot dog smells to imported energy drinks. So does our mind wander? You bet it does.
Feel so all alone.
Make demands like that?
You know what? We want even more than that. We want AT&T to give us unlimited entertainment.
What else do you want? A flying car?
Well, maybe HBO included in our plan.
How about a unicorn?
And we want to watch all our favorite shows without paying overages.
Good luck with that.
This is a really funny ad.
Plus, we want to save $25 on our DirecTV.
I love advertising.
You can save me $25?
Well, yeah.
I'm proud of you, son.
Only AT&T offers you unlimited data with HBO included. And never pay overages. Visit your local AT&T store and get AT&T Unlimited Plus, our best wireless deal on unlimited data. Plus, save $25 per month on DirecTV. It's entertainment your way.
After 22 gigabytes of data usage, AT&T may slow speeds. Plan includes stream save and videos will stream in standard definition unless you turn it off. $25 DirecTV savings requires AT&T Unlimited Plus. Credits start within 3 bills. Service prices subject to change. Other usage, speed, fees, charges, and restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
Hear that? That's the sound of a future biochemical engineer. Or maybe one day, a microbial gastronomist. Or even a future agronomist. I don't know what that is either. But the point is, that's the sound of the future, the next generation of humanity. And in order for the children of Northern California to have the ideas of tomorrow, they need better health care today. At Sutter Health, we believe great ideas can come from anyone. And that's why we care for everyone.
People, there is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity going on, and I'm not talking about winning the California lottery out there, although that is imminent as well with the Powerball, but let's get focused on your sleep.
But I digress.
You do not have the proper mattress set for your back issues. Your lower back is aching all the time. The kids want to be picked up. Maybe you've got a heavy-lifting job. I'm not quite sure, but you can save about 70% off, even $2,000 off floor models right now. At Mattress Firm. And if you go in there and talk to their sleep experts and say, look, dude.
Are you a sleep expert?
I toss and turn all night. I have to put pillows underneath my back, under my legs, just to alleviate some of that pressure and that strain and that pain. They will show you the mattresses that are probably best for what's going on with your body. And you can take advantage right now of those sales and maybe even sleep interest free until 2022 by calling 1-866-780-6200 for credit costs and terms, and that's going to be subject to your credit approval. Make sure you go in there, talk to their sleep experts today. Mattress Firm, save money, sleep happy. Let's take a look at these streets right now. Lady Ray, what's going on in traffic, Greg?
It's on a Friday morning commute out there. This is a traffic brought to you by the California Lottery. Now, we do have reports coming in of a big rig accident in San Jose, 280 North before 10th Street, but it looks like they've cleared that out of your right lane, a little bit back up there towards 680. Seeing about a 10 to 15 minute delay, Oakland 580 West between 13 and through the Grand, 101 North and San Mateo, moving south from 92 through the 3rd, then 101 North Snows again once you get into the city between 3rd and through the hospital curve. Now, the Powerball jackpot is now $147 million Powerball from the California Lottery. Believe in something bigger. Drawings every Wednesday and Saturday. Play today. It's 106 KMEL.
It's finally Friday. Now back to your Friday flashback mix. Lex Jones on the Sonic G Morning Show.
106 KMEL.
watching.
Where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person? Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
Clear as fuck. Because no one works on Fridays, apparently. I would probably never complain about the drive if it was like this all the time. Nice weather, no traffic, you know?
Harris, reach out to me on my Twitter page. Hey, you can always get me too at Bugsy.BugsSiriusXM.com. Crazy Morning Chameleon there is promised, and Bugs right here keeping it fly.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling, they trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty.
Apparently they're just not even doing construction today. It's like, oh fuck it, it's Friday. The weather's too nice to build shit. The road can stay broken another day, they said. I'm like, ah, screw it. Music loud and tipping slow. Twin steady twisting like hit this dough. These pull up right behind and it's in his throat. Windows down, gotta stop polluting. City change, it's like, who is that producing? It's the plan skills when we got the cruise. They got warrants in every city except Houston, but still ain't losing. They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to kiss me riding dirty. 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 My music's so loud. All right. It's about as much of that song as I've ever wanted to hear. Yeah, yeah, I'll listen to a little bit of this. Great. Okay. No, I don't know. The whole thing. No, no, I'm okay.
Just received word from the top and spot the need filling. And they want the yaks because they want that seven rings filling. But that's.
Oh, man.
Fucking mask up. Purpose. Mind of purpose. Chase a chick. Never chase a bitch. Two cups. Toast out with the game. From food scraps to a whole nother domain. Got it. Out the bottle. I'm a living proof. So they compromise and help.
Save on her. Yeah, baby. What's up? You want to get your nails done? Come on, let's go down and lead to Kim's Nails.
Kim's Nails.
We get your nails done, get your hair done. What about your kids?
I think you oh, what are we? Oh, can I go too? Is it? Yeah, okay. All right. Close. Thank you.
We get to go down and get the hook up at the Ranch Square. Yeah, baby. I'll do anything, but want your phone turned on? I get turned on the mind. Matter of fact, I get your cellular phone and a pager. We get that package deal down there at Sadler 1. Baby, I'm here for you. I got you.
You know, that's why, man, I be telling you all the time, man, you know, love, that word love is a very serious thing. And if you don't watch out, I'm telling you that. Because a lot of people out here, they say, I love my car, or I love my chain. Or I'm just in love with that girl over there. So for all the people out there that fall in love with material items, we're gonna pump the beat a little something like this. I'm in junior high with a B+ grade. At the end of the day, I don't hit the arcade. I walk from school to my mom's apartment. I gotta tell the suckers every day, don't start it. Cause where I'm at, if you're soft, you're lost. To stay on course means to roll with force. A boy named Rob is chilling in a Benz. My building with the rest of his friends. I give him a pound. Oh, I mean, I shake his hand. He's the neighborhood drug dealer. My man, I go upstairs and hug my mother, kiss my sister, and punch my brother. I sit down on my bed to watch some TV. Do my ears deceive me? Nope. That's the fourth time this week. Another fast brother shot dead in the street. The very next day, while I'm off the class, my mom's go to work, cold busting her ass. My sister's cute, but she got no gear. I got jump in the BM, driving around our territory again. I stop at the
lot of people believe that that word love is real sore. But when you use it in your vocabulary like you're addicted to it, it sneaks right up and takes you right out. So, for future reference, remember, it's all right to like or want a material item. But when you fall in love with it and you start scheming and carrying on for it, just remember, it's gonna get you.
Like Audi 5000. Like boombox. Like knocking the boots.
Feel, end up knocking the boots.
It's backspin, my G.
Get here a little early for a change. Have traffic cooperate and all that shit. I'll see everybody. Have a good
Friday and all that shit. We'll talk later.